Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm a kick-ass business coach, and I'm on an absolute mission to help you find your purpose in life, to help you love what you do for work every single day, to help you be the rock star that you are meant to be, to make more money than you ever thought was possible, and to have more time freedom so you can actually enjoy the life that you're living. I'm here to help you set your life on fire. Hey, hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're watching Life on Fire TV, and my name is Nick Unsworth, and I'm the CEO of LifeOnFire.com. It is my mission to help you set your life and business on fire. I want to help you live the dream. So how am I going to help you live the dream today, right now? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard the saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know, right? It's who you know, right? So we've all heard that saying. We've all heard things like, you know, life is all about connections, and that's how you get jobs, and that's how you advance, and, you know, it's all about networking, and that's, you know, how you are, you know, getting the opportunity as an entrepreneur, or finding a mentor, or getting involved in a real estate deal. It's all about who you know, right? So I think we'd all agree that networking is a good idea. And what is networking? I mean, that's simply connecting with other people. It's having an awareness about who is influential in your market or for the passion that you have, and then literally just thinking about who are the right people that can set you up for success in your industry. And so that's what networking is. And why it's so important is because networking is one of the fastest ways to build your business as an entrepreneur. It's not only great for just for connections or getting jobs or all these other things, getting into restaurants, getting into clubs, and all kinds of cool stuff. It leads to a greater level, you know, greater level of enjoyment of life when you go out and it's like everyone knows you and you're like the cool guy that people perceive as someone that has contacts. Like, oh, everyone knows you, right? But as far as business goes, and in my case, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a business coach, networking has been one of the best and most effective ways that I've grown my business. And what's happened is just from networking in the right places and using a technique that I call networking up. And all that means is that you're just continually trying to network with people that are more influential than you are. And what happens is that it kind of it's kind of like if you think of the tide and you think of boats in, you know, that are in the water, it's the tide raises all boats. So those at which you hang around, you know, are the average of the five people that you hang around with the most. There's lots of people and coaches and speakers that would say your income is the average of your five closest friends. Well, in my case, I love all my friends, but I love to hang around with super smart entrepreneurs. I love to learn from them. And so I'm always trying to network up to get myself in front of other opportunities, right? So how do you do that? Well, first and foremost, you have to put yourself in the right environment. And so by the right environment, what I want to encourage you to do is think about whatever it is that is your passion, whatever your industry is, what is the big event where the influencers in your industry hang out? And in my case, one of the first events I went to is a conference put on by a mentor named Eben Pagan. You had to spend $5,000 to go there, right? I didn't have $5,000. I was about 50,000 bucks in debt. Everything I touched in business, I failed. I was chasing all these opportunities, and I just couldn't get anything to work. And then I, you know, ended up putting $2,500 on a credit card, my last little inchling of room. I borrowed $2,500 bucks, and I got to this networking event. And the reason is because I desperately wanted to learn how to market online, and I wanted to surround myself with other internet marketers and people that were doing what I wanted to do, right? So I put myself in the environment to be around these people, and everyone there had paid $5,000 to be in the room, and that's special, right? So think about your industry. Think about what industry events you can go to and put yourself in that environment. Now, the next thing is, I got very, very clear, and this is what you want to do. You want to get very clear on what is the outcome that you want, right? So you've got to get very clear on who is your, you know, ideal target customer, right? And what is it that you do? Because when you're networking with someone and they ask you what you do, you got to make sure that it's very clear and simple, and it creates curiosity. So you want to get that elevator speech nailed down. And so the whole thing is that you want to get clear on what it is that you're looking for. And most importantly, this is the critical piece, is that you want to make sure that you have other people's interest in front of yours. You want to make sure that you give to other people, that you add value for them first, and you never, ever, ever want to take. And so the whole thing is that to be a very strong, successful networker, you want to be perceived as the connector. You want to be someone that goes out of your way, that goes through the trouble to connect two people together where sparks fly, business happens, they make money together, they both look at you and say, wow, that was incredible, thank you. When you're that connector and you help people make money, you instantly elevate your status. It's like leveling up in a video game, right? Or leveling up your clout score, and this actually makes a difference. So the whole thing is that, you know, when I went to that event, I looked at a couple different people. I looked at, it was Marie Forleo, right? Marie Forleo has an amazing, amazing YouTube channel. She's a complete rock star, right? And then I looked at a friend, Katie Freiling. She was this just cranking as an entrepreneur, and they're both young women, both on this crazy trajectory. This was about, you know, 5 years ago, and I looked at them and said, they've got the same customer. Shoot, I think that they'd probably be friends if they hung out. And I met them both at this conference. They didn't know each other, and I asked them what they were looking for and how I could serve them, and I asked them who their customer was, and they explained, and I said, you know what? I've got a great introduction. It's not for a customer, but it's for a center of influence. It's better than a customer. A center of influence is someone that shares the same customer as you that could send you referrals over and over and over and over. So Katie was not a customer for Marie. However, the two of them could work together and pass business back and forth because they shared the same end customer, and that relationship is powerful. And I know they went on to cross-promote each other, and they did business. And what happened? They looked and said, wow, thank God for this guy, Nick, because they never would have met each other. So I become valuable because I connected them, the two of them together. And the thing is that you never want to just reach out and ask for those favors in return. You don't want to try and, you know, say, hey, I connected you. What do I get in return? It's not like that. You accumulate this karma. You build this up, and you have to just flat out have faith that it comes back, because it will not come back immediately. It comes back over time, and it comes back when you least expect it. Good things start happening. Good things start coming into you, and other people start connecting you. You know, it's a relationship I set up between Mike Filsaime and John Lee Dumas, right? These two guys, they're both, one has a webinar software, one guy's teaching webinars on fire. Set these guys up together. You're talking, you know, that relationship alone is like a five, if not six figure revenue opportunity together. And I'm happy to do that, right? So you want to basically, as you're networking, you want to make sure that you understand who someone's ideal target market is, their customer, but then ask them and figure out who refers them business. Because you can send them and connect them to either or, and that's so powerful to do that. Now, another thing is, you know, so to recap, it's putting yourself in the right environment. It's thinking about the other person first, knowing their customer, knowing who their center of influence is. And then from there, you want to just make sure that you're staying in touch and you're following up. Now, there's nothing worse than having business cards in little stacks with rubber bands around them, or, you know, within paper clips, and you're all over the place. You have no idea how to keep track of them. So to make things simple, when you meet someone that is in what I call a baller, you know, someone that is in, you know, your industry that is, you know, a rainmaker or a baller, then all you want to do is just make sure you keep track of them, right? So in my case, anyone that is someone that is substantial that I know I want to stay in touch with, I put them right in the phone. Go straight to the phone. Don't make it simple. Now, when you do that, what I want you to do is, you know, they put in their information on your phone, which makes it easy. They just type in their information, and then I send them my own contact record. I will text it to them. So I have my own name, my email, my website, a photo of myself, what I do, all this. Think of it as a bio on your phone. You make your own contact, fill the whole thing out, make it look really cool, and so that when I network with someone, they put in their info on my phone, now I've got their contact info, and I simply share my contact with them. So that when they get that, they can remember what I look like, they know my website, they can find me on Facebook, all that stuff is in there, and it looks really professional, and people are always blown away. Sometimes I put like a funny ringtone, so if I call, it's like a motorcycle ring, you know, it's kind of funny. But at the end of the day, it's memorable, it's simple. Now, if it's someone that's kind of an acquaintance, you know, maybe you want to at least take that person, connect with them on LinkedIn or connect with them on Facebook, just so that you're connected to some level, so that you may not really be in touch with each other, but at least that they're seeing each, you might see each other's updates and things like that. So at least they're within your wheelhouse and you can stay connected. Now, the other thing that I do is when I put them in my phone, I always categorize people, and at the end of their last name, it's very simple. In my case, if they're in the internet marketing industry, I just put the letters IM for internet marketing, and I put the words baller. So I can always look at my phone, type it in there, and boom, I can see all the IM ballers, right? And I can easily find people in that niche. So I kind of have my own way to name people, and I add that to the end of their last names. And then the other thing is, you know, just putting simple, descriptions at the end of their last name. If it's a resource, put in their last name and then put in a resource. You can find people in your own phone because everything revolves around this thing. If you've got the discipline to put everyone in a contact manager, more power to you, but that usually never happens. So keep it simple. Get out in front of very influential events. Connect other people and literally always have other people's interests in mind before yours. Head on a swivel. How can I connect other people together? And what's going to happen is they're going to start to regard you as an expert. They're going to start to think of you as the connector. And this stuff is going to start to come back to you faster than you could ever imagine. And, you know, if you're anything like me, it's like going to that one event. I can trace back hundreds of thousands of dollars of revenue from that one event alone because I put myself in the right environment. So get yourself out there. Get yourself in front of the right people in your industry. Network up. Connect with us. Comment below. Interact with us. Go to lifeonfire.com and just dive into our community. We are here to help support you, entrepreneurs. We're here to help you grow your business, set your life and your business on fire and live the dream. So connect with us. Looking forward to networking with you and answering any questions that you may have. And I hope you're having a great day. And we'll see you over at lifeonfire.com. Cheers. I'm here to help you set your life on fire.